I think it did. Look at that tool on top of my solar panel.
I know.
Solar panel number two. I'm putting polyurethane coat on all of my solar panels. I bought all the solar panels, Kale, that whole pile, plus the two that are over there, $95. Crazy, huh? Crazy. That probably would have cost over $1,000 normally.
Think they'll work?
We've tested out a few of them, yeah. Yeah, they work fine. They're just not sealed up anymore, so that's what the polyurethane coat's for. Nice. Tries to reseal them again. They don't work as well as they did when they were, you know, pristine and beautiful, but they're not a lot different. So yeah, there's this guy in Dallas. He's got, I was actually in his thing to go pick up my pallet. Mm-hmm. He had at least 200 pallets of them that he was selling.
Yeah.
For, you know, people who had put in those things, you know, those grid-tied doohickeys, and and of course, if something bad happened to them, their insurance switched them out, so he got all the surplus. So he's got them galore.
Right.
A friend of ours was getting some work done, medical work done, in Dallas, mm-hmm. and he wanted to get driven back home, because his surgery, he thought it was just going to be a day surgery, you know, he was going to go in and go off, and then he'd be fine, and he could go home, and the surgery really screwed him up, and he's like, oh, shoot, so, he wants somebody to come to Dallas and drive back his vehicle for him, with him in it. So I said, oh, shoot, yeah, I got a decent reason to go to Dallas. I'll buy some panels. And so, negotiated with this guy for some panels. He was wanting 120, so I offered him 95. He was like, done! Because apparently he wasn't having a good time moving that, so me and Andy Swap took his truck down to Dallas, loaded up the back of his truck with those, and he bought a couple of nice ones for himself, which costed him $75 a piece, which is still pretty cheap. I brought back that guy. Anyway, so.
Yeah, because, there's actually something that most people don't know about solar panels, is that once they finally break for good,
yeah,
they got some toxic materials in there that are very hard to dispose of safe.
Oh, well. I don't tend to worry about that so much. I mean, I'm not trying to make the world a horrible place, but
it'll probably take a few more years yet to break.
Yeah, I figure they've still got plenty of life in them.
Mm-hmm.
A little beat up, kind of like me. A little beat up, a little shot. But you know what? I can still get some crap done.
Yeah.
Enough that you guys won't have to take care of me for a while.
You still have a few decades till you hit your golden years.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Them good old golden years, man. Ooh. See, I don't know, Lee. That kind of rig right there, that van, that converted van. Someday I might be looking for one of those. Unless I don't have to work from home anymore, then it's like, well, what's the point? haven't had to use my other vehicle in ages. I feel bad. I've got it all decked out with the amateur radio, and I've barely used it. What I have to do is after... The problem is, I usually go to sleep before Mom does. I don't know, lazy? I'm not sure. Anyway, the whole plan was, once Mom was asleep of an evening, I'd go out there and do my radio, you know? Paid nearly $600 for it. I should get the use of the silly thing, you know? But I don't know. It was gonna be for when I was out at State Park, bored to tears, waiting for sleep to come. I'm starting to think that I may never have to really make regular trips into Portales ever again. I think it made an alteration in the world of Clark, and he may not be so concerned about that anymore. So I just may be working some tubing here. Yeah, doesn't break my heart. Oh no, maybe make Mom crazy. I'm an interesting person to live with. But she tells me she loves me, so there it is.
Yep.
I'll put my faith in that.
You should.
You think? You think so?
Yep.
Oh, that's probably pretty wise. This is interesting.
What?
I haven't seen one of these trucks parked up here lately, if ever. You know?
Yeah.
Parking for the night and such.
Respect those dudes. Without them, there'd be almost no internal trade going on.
Did you ever get my Easter box?
I did.
Okay.
Did you get there, or once you got back to the stage?
I got over there. I was stuck there over Easter, Mom.
I know, that's why I sent you the Easter box. But then you told me that mail wasn't coming through.
They managed to get it through, it just took a bit longer than me.
Okay. Well, good.
Because, looking inside of a plane, they had to put it on a boat and send it.
Sure, sure. Yeah. We're glad those guys are still doing their job. And I guess people are glad I'm still doing my job. Well, that little ping that's going on is a little worrisome. But if I stopped using my vehicle because of all of its assorted issues, oh my gosh. Almost everything I have is something that somebody else threw away. My vehicle, my solar panels, all my computers.
One man's treasure.
I guess, yeah. That's because I figure people throw out stuff long before they're actually gone. And I feel so bad because often just because of space, I throw out stuff that still works fine. But I've gotten in the habit of putting stuff out in front of the house by the mailbox. And let me tell you, man, that stuff disappears. And it's like, cool, maybe somebody else is getting the use of it. I'm hopeful.
Or maybe they're selling it to a museum.
A lot of my stuff could probably go in a museum.
Yeah. It's interesting, like, apparently there, now the Air Force is starting to make a move to put all of its files online. So that's going to be a very big headache.
Well, we were doing it too, and the tricky part of making sure the classified stuff
remains classified.
Yeah, stays kind of hidden, but accessible. It's like, oh, that's kind of working at cross purposes.
Yep.
And the fact that there's actually a big classified network, you know? Just like the internet, just not accessible to the general public at all. And that's tricky because they're always on the lookout for bridges that have inadvertently been created between the unclassified and the classified network. Between Nipper and Sipper, man. And then there's the top secret stuff, which is usually not even connected to a network. You can't pass traffic.
Top secret stuff was worth more than my life to look at.
Oh, I don't know. Half of that stuff, I kind of, when I looked at it, I said, why has this been declared top secret? Oh.
That's beautiful, Matt.
Mom determines the route. And the whole thing is about going uphill as much as you can. So now we go down and go around and come back here. And then we go down and around and out. So it's... It's interesting. Coronavirus, anyone? I like to think that I'm helping with the cause by spreading it as far and wide as I possibly can. Get this crap over with.
Yep.
So we don't have to worry about it anymore. I'm sorry. Waiting for a vaccine is crazy.
Back when vaccines went into trials back in January.
I think they're just playing games. Mm-hmm. Somebody's getting extremely rich doing all this stuff, and that's what it's all about, is
now, there have actually been
let's enrich our friends.
There have actually been selected publications that have been set for vaccine trials.
Yeah?
I know.
You should listen to that No Agenda show, man. I like those guys. Sensible guys. Mm-hmm. And they say this is all garbage. No exit strategy. No way for this to actually end and us to get back to our lives. There isn't one. You know, they all say, well, it's the vaccine. Once we have the vaccine, everybody gets it. And you go, I'm not taking your dang vaccine. Because I know you guys are going to be putting other crap in there. Yeah, maybe even trackers.
I have no
idea. You go, yeah, I know. It says, man, you guys are crazy conspiracy theorists. And you go, dude, Wouldn't that make those people so happy? Wouldn't they be so glad to have that ability? And you go, and what a wonderful way to make sure everybody's got one, is to force them into it.
I have no doubt that the Air Force would like to put a tracker on.
Well, of course they do. You're a government asset.
This isn't like I'm not already monitored.
Yeah. It's okay. Just don't do anything crazy. Anyway. Oh, I tell ya.
Yeah, top secret stuff. All I know is that if I ever come across top secret information out in the wild, I'm to not look at it, but secure it.
Yeah.
Get safety, and then promptly forget I ever saw it.
Hope so.
Well, getting me to figure out if I actually did see it.
I remember that we were always extremely paranoid to make sure that people who weren't supposed to be seeing the things that were going on didn't see it, so you're relatively safe. There's a whole cadre of people that all they do is spend their time saying, oh, nope, we got to do it this way and we got to do it that way to make sure that the plumbers don't see anything they're not supposed to see.
Hey, second, I've been in a classified location before fixing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They don't let me see anything, and I don't want to see nothing.
That's smart. You don't want to know. You don't want to know what's going on out there. It's not. If they think you've done something sneaky and untoward, yeah. That and the thing that your chances of getting a contracting job go way down. Because most of the contractors work in secret and top secret things. I'm not exactly sure why they chose that, but that's the way it is. That's, you know.
Since often contractors receive outside training, which is often better.
I don't know. Not really. I don't know. I don't know why. First contracting job I got was secret, and the second one I got was top secret, because for some reason, when they originally put my paperwork in, they went ahead and said, we want this guy cleared to top secret. And it's like, okay, I never asked for it. And I don't remember my first job requiring it, which was really bizarre, but all of a sudden I went for this next job and they went, you're already cleared to top secret. And I said, I was? I am? Okay.
Yeah, you're a higher security clearance than me.
Well, not anymore.
True.
I lost it a couple of years ago because, you know, just wasn't working in that place. I'm kind of glad. I didn't really like the weird garbage that they were about and the anal probes they were doing on me. Who are your friends? I say, I don't have any friends. And they go, no, you have to have friends. And you go, no, it's actually quite possible.
Says,
yeah, so you can go talk to my wife. Oh, she's no good. It's like, oh, fine. Says, yeah, you can talk to Andy. Talk to a few people at church. That was what saved my butt, was the fact that I went to church. Was that there were people at church that they could send the FBI to go shake down. Justin, my boss, still talks about it. He says, I remember when the FBI came to my house. Apparently it was a pretty memorable experience. Tell us about Jason Nemro. See, and now I talk too much, therefore I don't think I could get a top secret anymore. Not that I talk about anything I've seen there.
Yeah.
But, yeah. There's some wonderful little sweet spot they actually want you to have. a good number of friends so they can go and you know, probe them to see if they can figure out if you're a bad person, untrustworthy. But they don't want you to have too many friends, be too outspoken about things, because they don't trust that either. And you go, boy, hell. So yeah, I'm glad I'm not mixed up in that anymore.
Bummer, I don't really have to get mixed up in that.
Typically not, although it was funny, you know. We were just the computer guys up at Los Alamos, and the biggest thing was to have top secret clearance, because then you could go into different places. Of course, most of the stuff that goes on up there is top secret, so, you know, all the nuclear stuff. And of course, that's just kind of a cover for what other things are going on up there. But that's okay.
Deniability.
Well, you know, like the place I was working at in Oklahoma City, there was top secret information being kept there just because it was a government facility and there was already security there, so it made sense that that was a place where you could put stuff. So, and it made it nice for the job I had, because I dealt with secret and top secret stuff. Although the top secret stuff was encrypted, and so I didn't have top secret clearance.
We have an entire
even though I was handling it, you know, I couldn't see what it was because of the encryption on it. But when I got to Canon, I was part of the group that was producing top secret information, so yeah, I saw it, because you had to make sure you were producing it. Anyway. Doesn't matter. Training mission, no problem. It's a good thing. Nara keeps reminding me, this little tree, Matt, keeps reminding me that I need to spray that elm tree by when we hang up our clothes. It hasn't been growing very well, but still, I want to kill it. Well, I have a chance to.
Yep.
I'm engaged in the act of death, boy.
So am I.
Elm trees have no thing against me.
Tell you, the amount of toxic sludge up is in the ground in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Nothing was. There wasn't anything growing there before. It ain't growing there now.
That's true. It's like our front yard, honey. Stuff just doesn't grow out there very well. Anyway. So these days I mostly talk of God, and although the leftists don't like that, who cares?
They're all insane anyways.
Now, being a better person, transcendence, exaltation, for Pete's sakes. These are all good things.
Yep.
Oh!
Didn't want to scare you guys this morning.
Oh. Oh yeah? All that jumping. Yahoo. Yep. getting into God's program is a... I always thought that was kind of a innocuous thing to talk about. Upset some people, and it's like, oh, okay, that's fine. You can be offended by it if you like. I'm not going to stop. Which I think what all the offended, almost all offense is about shutting people up. You offend me, you need to stop saying such things. And you go, oh, no, no, no. If it bothers you, yeah, you need to stop listening. My responsibility is to spread this thing as widely as I can. If you don't want to have anything to do with it, great. That's your business. Now, yeah? Well, I don't know. The last one went so badly. Got you so mad, I didn't know if you wanted to do any anymore. I'm sorry, what?
I figured you should do most of the talk.
Me? Well, okay. We can get back to that. Instead of me starring the Pea Princess, it can be featuring the Pea Princess. Yeah. I don't think she liked being the star much anyway. But, that's okay. I guess we could do that. Of course, all that stuff, that arm and all the things that we had that went with the microphone, we don't use it when we're actually recording the thing we bought the microphone for. Yeah. That phone slows you down, Kale. You look at it, you slow down, man. It's no good. Okay, see? Now we're back up here at the sign. We have to do the monk thing. Everybody has to touch the sign. That's important. I'm more of a leaner.
A little bit out of breath, ain't you?
Yeah.
Mom
likes to view.
When you're our age, you're going to be hitting and huffing and puffing.
Maybe. Maybe you'll be all tough and awesome. Yeah. Maybe you'll be like that fella, jogging up here. Running up here. He wasn't jogging, he was running. He's probably older than I am, too, just to make me feel bad.
I know. That woman power walking,
it's
like, I know
she's older than me. Yeah. Well, it keeps you humble, which is a good thing. It's good to be humble.
That's what happens when you have a high calorie diet and a sedentary lifestyle.
Is that it?
Yep.
What? You can power walk better, or you're like us?
You're like the average American these days, you know, starting to get more rotund.
That's me! That's why I have to walk in the morning.
Nothing wrong with a bit of generousness.
What, do you think? I don't know, man.
No, there's
a few things. Maybe that's it, Lee. Maybe our diet's too rich. We should be eating more beans and rice. It's tricky stuff. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm just so glad you came to see us. Camp's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, once you're here, it's like, okay, why am I here? You came here to visit us, and hopefully it's a change. Yeah, it's different, so hopefully it's a little bit restful. Oh, this has now been proclaimed B-side?
Yeah.
I see. How industrial of them. Why don't they name it after some wonderful American or something? You know?
Well, A-side is preschool preferred.
Yeah?
B-side is preschool.
Well, where's everybody else go? Where the sixth grade go? Are they sending them to middle school now?
School.
To what?
Going over to the middle school.
The sixth grade?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Huh, alright. Yeah, this guy I was reading who was talking about, you know, how many colleges were going to die out of this whole thing. He was also a guy saying, you know what, the K through 12 and the colleges are absolutely different. And you go, we need to get the K through 12 kids back in school. Absolutely. No question. It's like, okay. Me being kind of the guy that says, you know what, this is a great time to decide to homeschool. You already have some experience. Just keep doing it. Yeah, it says, if you're worried about sending your kids back to the... She goes, it feels like a prison. You go, chick, it was always like a prison. You're the person on the outside hoping for some visitation rights to your own children. Can I come see them? Well, it's not safe right now for parents to come and see their kids. And you're going, yeah, I can see where this is headed. Pretty soon they're going to put in the extra buildings and say, you know, we got some extra funds from the state. Aren't they wonderful? We're going to start feeding kids dinner. And we're going to give them a place to sleep, too. And you go, you're never going to see your kid again. The school has just taken over. And about half the parents are so, you know, if nothing else, having their kids at home all the time and bugging them have made the parents crazy. To the point to where if somebody offered to take their kids off their hands almost completely, a pretty good proportion of people would take it and say, great, this is perfect. And when they say, oh, well, we need to expand so we can do the 4-year-olds and the 3-year-olds, we can have them in school too, all of them. But there will be plenty of people who go, oh good, I only have to put up with my kid until they're 3. And then, yeah, all I have to do is come to little assemblies, point at my kid and say, that's my kid, through a big old hunk of glass so that I don't get near them and pollute them. And you go, yep. So that's where that 5 years on looks like. And Mom said it sounded too dark. And I said, yeah, it is. It's not going to be good, but most people are going to be very happy with it. Yeah, I know. It sounds very... The whole point is, it's supposed to be completely plausible. And the whole point is, yeah, I have been writing on it, though, because
like
Mom was pretty mad. Well, no, it's just, you know, the problem is, when people see an easier path, they tend to want to take it.
Exactly.
And the whole thing about life is, you know, most of the time you probably shouldn't take the easiest path. It's the path to destruction.
Some people are actually asking take to the get hard fired stuff. Because coronavirus relief is better.
I've heard that too. Yeah, that they've sweetened up unemployment and everything else so well that a lot of people are just checking out of the workforce. And you're going, so what? What's that supposed to be? I guess that's if those guys try past just, you know, the universal income and all that good stuff, that there will be more people who are already accustomed to it And they're saying, and all they're saying is, well, now what we've already had in place, we would like to make it permanent and force everybody into it.
Is this Star Trek?
Out of doing all this, that's not there. Just all the stuff about the fact that we have to do what we're told. That was one of my problems with welfare the whole time. The little bit that we took and the few times we did take it, I never liked it because of all the restrictions that were placed on us. Having Matt around was tricky because we had to behave like under regulation. We could only hold so much money. Yeah, and you're going, are you crazy? So, yeah. Yeah, we couldn't have a decent vehicle, particularly. And we could only have one or two of them. And boy, you had to report everything. And of course, the funny thing was, when you reported everything, they would come back and say, oh, I'm sorry, you're wrong. See here and see here and see here. And you go, then why did you ask me? Why didn't you just tell me what was going to happen to me? Why do you put me through the whole thing of getting it wrong? Is that so that you can say I'm a liar?
And then we have to pay them back.
Yeah.
They paid us too much. And then they discover, oh, we did this twice. So, really, you didn't know us that money. But did they give us back?
No.
No.
They just said, well, at some point in the future, it'll go back up. And it's like, you know, and you're going, it seems like it's almost arbitrary. Because you can't even understand. Are you doing okay, Lee?
No.
I'm so sorry.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's inefficient. Therefore, sleaze is in an explorer.
Yeah.
That's military grade, just so you know. Military grade does not mean the best and the most expensive. It means the cheapest that can get the job done.
Sort of. sort of.
And have the information contained there and be relatively safe.
Yeah. That's okay, you know. I don't want government to get efficient, then it'll get even worse.
Yep.
The problem is the more technology we have, the more it gets used to do things that are evil. And the government loves that stuff. We want to be able to track everybody. This whole thing about
Patriot Act.
Well, yeah, there's that. They're trying to protect us. And you go, yeah, that's wonderful. I don't think I like your protection. And now it's like, well, it's public health. We don't want anybody to die. And that's used as a great justification.
People die every day.
Yeah. That's being used as a great justification for... Are you all right, Lee? I can't do a thing for her.
I'm just slowing down.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm in pain.
I'm so sorry, Lee.
And I didn't take any ibuprofen this morning, which I usually do.
Yeah.
Because I'm wondering if that's what's causing the bleeding.
It could be. Of course, they say everything could cause abdominal bleeding. Breathing could cause abdominal bleeding, according to everybody. So it's like... anyway. Yeah. Tyranny gets to take lots of guises. Number one, protecting us. Number two, trying to save us from some virus. I apologize.
You're out the hell of trees with good intentions.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. So, yeah. It just seems like everything's, you know, do things calm down? Do the new regulations that get put in place go away? And you go, by and large, no, they don't. Is the Patriot Act still in full force? Yes. Is all the things that were authorized because we were in some kind of emergency, have they all gone away? No. Is the emergency still going? Yes. Is it ever going to end? Well, no.
We'll never go back to normal. We might go back to alpha, but we'll never go back to normal.
And they have these stupid law masks of masks.
Yeah. And they're coming up with cool new ways. Right now, it's facial recognition stuff is being pushed out to make sure you wear masks. And boy, don't you think that that's going to be retooled at some point to figure out other things?
1984, crap going on.
When you continually give people the ability to do this and the power to do it, their tendency is to find new ways to take advantage of it. And that's it. And you go, that is evil. There is no way that evil cannot take advantage of these things.
Probably has.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, already have. And it doesn't matter what kind of good sheen you put on it. It's still going to be the same thing. We don't want one more person to die. And you go, like you said, man, people die all the time. People who love to get on to other people for things.
They're the useful idiots.
They're gonna, well, I don't even know if they're really the idiots. Certainly useful. But yeah, he says, do you think they're gonna give back the ability to turn you in for not wearing a mask? No, they're not gonna give up that fun. And the government, at times, at certain times, will, they've already been encouraging those people. You know how it is at the Air Force? Mm-hmm. You go doing things, they have little signs that say, if you see something, say something. That's sinister.
Yep.
Turning in your neighbors. Turning in your workmates. And you're going, this is bad.
There are some things that should be.
Very few. And in fact, if we let those things go, the world would be okay and would be a far nicer place. I did. I would go run around the mile long hangar. I would be walking around it. That was the primo walking place to do during lunchtime at Tinker Air Force Base. We would go do that. And boy, those signs were everywhere. You know, zero defects, if you see something, say something, things like that.
Yeah.
And just go, and I would shake my head and go, that is a terrible world that they are encouraging. And it's still happening right now. I mean, there's legislation out there to fund the groups of people that would go around, and their primary purpose is to enforce the mask law, but with the option to enforce any law that the federal or the state government determines
is necessary.
It says, and let me tell you, some of those states are already excited about the fact that they said, well, we need these guys to go into homes and make sure that those little kitties are safe. They have to wear that mask in the house. And if they don't, what are you going to do? And you go, oh, I know what the next person is. It's their version of CYFD coming in and taking your kid out, putting them in a more acceptable environment. And you're going, we already have too much of that. The only thing we need is more people deputized to do things like this. And you go, ugh.
The one who gives up their freedom for safety deserves neither.
Well, they'll certainly get neither. Their liberty will go away, and sure as heck they won't be saved. So, anyway, yeah. Sorry. And yeah, it is kind of dark. I'm sorry, poor Lisa. She goes, you should lighten it up a little bit. And I said, I'm going to put in chapter lighter.
But no, this is entirely plausible.
Some people have beautiful lives out of this, mostly government officials. You know, just don't, you know, and smile and say, you know, it says the important thing is drink that Kool-Aid, man. You've got to know in your heart of hearts. I was with the Public Health Council here in Coyote County that I kind of stay away from now. They were totally in on the whole thing of we are here to save people from themselves because people are stupid and they need to have lots of regulation on and we need to be able to police them as hard as we can. And they were getting money to do that at times. Now it's not, it wasn't, when I left it wasn't really, there really wasn't any money going. Gary Johnson was the governor and that wasn't happening too much. There wasn't a lot of money flowing for that. But under the right circumstances, if for instance Trump doesn't win, you know, it may be a great signal that now's the time. Now's the time to really start policing people hard and telling them exactly what they should do and how they should feel. They've already sent up all the trial balloons. People are reacting. A lot of people are reacting the way they want them to react. And it's like, we need to put this in place and put it in law so it's really hard to get rid of. Because it is. Once you write a law, you can't hardly get rid of it. Even like Obamacare was the great trial balloon for that. And look, is it still there? Yep. It's not mandatory like it was, but it's a flip of the switch to make it mandatory again. Mm-hmm. And next time, to have a lot more bite to it. They're already talking about, we need to get rid of that exemption for the Christian health shares, which is what me and Mom have. Obamacare. You can have that if you want, but yeah, it's going to have to be in addition to the regular health insurance that you know, that you are forced to have now. Not forced. You can choose not to and pay a huge penalty for it, you know, several thousand dollars, that they just get to take and say, thank you very much. The penalty for your non-compliance.
Who's calling you?
Somebody
from Alaska.
Oh.
You know him?
Somebody nice? Telemarketers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only guy I know who's from Alaska is my shop lead, and I already have contact with him.
Okay. All right. So there it is. Here was the walk.
Nice walk.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah. We're all going through the front? Okay. I understand, Lee. That's fine. I don't know if I understand, but it sounds good to me. Oh, trust me. This thing right here is amazing. It'll take off your skin if you let it. All right. A little humid. More humid than we like, but we need the rain. Here comes the rain again. Whew. Okay.